crank up the AC because this week on Pretty Much Done, the studio gets almost too hot to handle. I'm Julia Mazur, and today I got to meet Obi Nadi all the way from Toronto to talk to us about long distance, dating after a reality show, and the best DM slide techniques. Obi is truly wise beyond his years, and though at first glance you might think he's all perfectly crafted biceps and 12 packs, he shares a deeper insight into the social media game and tells us that not everything is how it may appear on the gram. Get your heart eyes and fire emojis ready. Here's Obi. Welcome to Pretty Much Done. I am so excited about today's guest. He is a personal trainer. He was on season 3, Too Hot to Handle, a huge proponent of self-love. Obi Nadi, welcome to Pretty Much Done. I'm so excited to have you.
Woohoo! Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here in LA. It's been a while since I've been out here. I came to visit a few months ago, but now that I'm here again, I remember why I miss it. So
you mentioned it's like 83 outside, but it's like so muggy and so gray, and you're like, this is perfect, beautiful weather.
This is amazing. In Canada, we don't get this. Like, unless it's in the summertime, we don't get weather like this. So
I know.
I'm happy right now.
So maybe you gotta stay. Maybe.
I think I'm gonna work on the whole visa thing, and this might be a permanent thing.
Okay, well, we're ready to have you. I'm ready to start personal training with you, not to get ahead of myself.
Right. Hey, listen, we can get a session in. We'll see if you can keep up. And then, because I only take clients that I know they can keep up.
So I can tell you right now that I can't. So scratch that.
We'll work on it.
Perfect. Okay, I'm so excited to talk to you. I'm obviously so excited to have the perspective of a straight male. You've been on a dating reality show. You're younger, you're 22, right?
Yeah.
You're 22, so you don't have like a whole belt of relationships under your belt, but like I'm excited to hear about your perspective because you and I chatted and I just want to hear about your relationship history. So tell me a little bit about Obi's relationship history.
I'm just going to dive right in, eh? Me personally, I've only ever been in one serious relationship. It lasted about 4 years. And I was much younger back then. I feel like when you're younger, it's a little bit easier to be in a relationship. Oh, that's my boyfriend. That's my girlfriend.
100%.
Like, it's a little bit more easier.
When your standards are lower, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, this person is nice.
Yeah. Like, you're living at your parents' house. There's no, like, responsibilities. Yeah. Like, you guys are just hanging out, like, just doing dumb little kid things, right? You get older and you're like, oh, like, I have to go to work. And I have to do this. I have to do that. Like, what time do I have for my partner? Right? Mm-hmm. So reality hits a little bit once you start getting older and you don't just want to date anybody. You actually want to date somebody that's going to be, you know, beneficial for you, useful, right? Because I always say, if you're not useful, you're useless, right? So if the person that you're dating isn't providing value in any way, shape, or form, why are you doing it?
100%. Right?
So that's kind of the reality check that I got once I left my small hometown. I moved to a big city.
Where are you from?
So originally, I was born in Nigeria. I lived there for about 10 to 11 years. You could probably still hear the accent just a little bit.
A little, but I heard the A. And so I heard the Canada A.
Yeah, so that was the second part. Then I moved, my whole family actually just like picked up everything and moved to Canada. I don't know, my dad just thought, you know, better life for the kids, you know, better education, better government, this and that, right? So we packed up everything. We moved to Winnipeg, Manitoba, actually.
Wow.
The coldest, I think it's the coldest city in Canada, actually. It's madness. Gets up to like minus 40 out there.
Okay, I get it. Now I get why you think it's 83 and
so
gloomy.
So you can see why I'm excited about 83. Yeah, so I lived there, small town life, you know, went to middle school, high school there. And then I actually went to university downtown Toronto, you know, big city, living the dream, you know, moved out on my own. Mm-hmm. And at this time, I was still dating this girl that who we shall not name.
We won't name him. We leave him in the past.
I was still dating her at the time, but I found myself on FaceTime with this girl every day after school.
Right.
You know, and it's just stuck inside. Like, I'm in this big city where I could be making connections, meeting people, you know, doing things, being outside, you know, making friends.
Yes.
Instead, I'm stuck inside on FaceTime with this girl because she misses me.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, I still have feelings for her back then, but I was just like, it took a little bit of a reality check for me to be like, okay, listen, like, how much longer can we do this for? You know, how much more time can I spend? I'm talking like 5-6 hours.
Yes.
Just hanging out on FaceTime.
You could have had a podcast.
No, literally. Like, I had enough time on my hands. And honestly, like, this is no fault to her. It was just, we were just kids and we just missed each other. And we had built something over like 4 years. And it was just that letting go part. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the hardest part. But once you cross that bridge, till this day, I still think of her as an amazing person. I still think she great personality, beautiful smile. Fuck, maybe I do miss her.
No, I think that like exes stay in the past. Yeah. I don't think that you go back.
Yeah, I think you miss the moments. You don't necessarily miss the person per se, but you miss the moments, if that makes any sense.
So looking back, would you like give people advice to like go to college and not be with a partner?
I say whenever chance you to not be with somebody, do it. Like, don't force relationships. Don't do it for the wrong reasons. Don't do it because you're bored. Don't do it because, you know, you want something out of it. Don't do it because you genuinely want to be in a relationship. Even then, still, don't do it. Even if you want to be in a relationship, don't do it. Because I say to you, if you're not ready and you're just jumping into it, it's not going to last. Like, it's just going to go to shit after a few months. Like, the honeymoon phase, like, we all know what the honeymoon phase is. You guys can't keep your hands off each other. Like, sex in random places. And like, once that's all over with, you know, you guys have banged each other's brains out, then it's like, oh, you're actually kind of a shitty person. I didn't see it because we were obsessed with each other for a little bit.
What do you think the tell is? Like, do you think it's like, I want to like build a life with this person? What is it like? What do you think? I mean, I know you're 22.
Like, listen, I'm not going to sit here and act like a guru of love. Like, there's a reason why I ended up on the reality TV show. I'm not the best at making, you know, relationship decisions, but I have learned a few things during my time, and I think the best thing I could say is just trust your gut. You'll know.
Yes.
Right? And 80% of the time we know, and we just lie to ourselves and say we don't know.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
You
literally
feel it.
Sit with your gut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sit with your gut. Sometimes people will be like, I feel it in my throat. Like, honestly, it's either your gut or your throat, and it's just like this, like.
Okay, I've never heard the throat one, but.
Someone told that to me the other day.
I don't doubt it. You'll feel something. I don't know what exactly it is, but you'll feel something and you'll know that this is the right decision for me, right? And then once you make the decision, things almost start falling in place to make you feel like you've made the right decision.
100%.
Right? And that's what keeps you going. If, say, he asks you out and you guys are officially dating now, you guys for some reason want to live together. I don't know why people do that, but you guys are starting
that's
to live together.
That's the place I'm at that place where we're like thinking about living together.
Yeah, see, like once you cross that road, there's no going back, right?
You're
like,
right.
Now you see them at their worst, at their best, at their everything. Yes. I don't care how much you sleep over at somebody's house. It is completely different than living with them 24/7.
Yes.
Completely different.
Yes. I'm honestly scared for my boyfriend to see that side of me.
I'm scared for you. Because I know how girls get once they get comfortable.
Yes.
And this is the biggest thing for me, is that I'll be 3-4 years into a relationship and I'm not comfortable yet. Like, I'll still wake up before you and go get ready and get dressed. Like, I'm like that because I want to put that best foot forward at all times, right? That's the kind of person I am.
Yes.
It's always been that way. I think my mom instilled that in me. Like, she was just always ready for any occasion. Like,
was she like that with your dad? Like, she was always,
she was,
like, looking
like,
her
and
best?
My dad is the kind of guy, he's just, like, a really guy's guy. Like, very manly, very, like, you know, like I I'm not like that. I'm sitting here with my legs crossed, like I don't care.
Like, not even that. I am. My mom would be like horrified.
Yeah, my dad would see this and be like, why are you sitting like that? I'm like, I don't know, it's comfortable. It's something that, like,
I get it. I wanna go back to like what physical stuff, like physical looks and how that takes place in relationships, but I wanna first dive deep because you mentioned Too Hot to Handle.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy who gets in a 4-year relationship, breaks up, he's in college, how do you get on this reality show? Like, what was that process like?
Listen, the main reason I think that I was a candidate for the show was, like I said, okay, 4-year relationship, right? You get out and you're in this like big open city of just amazing looking people and you're just almost overwhelmed. But I kind of used that to my advantage, right? Because I'm like, yo, nobody knows me here. Like, I'm about to go crazy. Like, every single girl that I saw, I was talking to, and I was like, you know, like just being a youngin, wilding out, like having the time of my life, right? And I was almost running away from, like, I didn't want to feel that sadness of not having her there with me anymore. So I occupied myself with random girls that I didn't even care about.
That's how guys always react to a breakup. Like in a straight male, straight hetero relationship, the guy moves on quick. And the girl is doing her work. She's doing the meditating, the journaling, the, you know, seeing the therapist. And then the guy comes back, right? Isn't that what happens?
Oh, 100%. You know how many times I text her and I'm like, I miss you. And she's like, I don't think it's a good idea. I'm like, you're right.
Oh, my God.
You know, and like, thank you for saying that. Because,
toxic.
No, listen, like, I did miss her and I did want her back, but I also knew it couldn't work. But it still didn't stop me from texting her. Like, I still text her till this day. And not like that, but just kind of like checking in. You know?
Because
believe it or not, over the course of the 4 years, like, got close with her family, got close with her friends and stuff like that. So I'm always there, like, checking in, like, hey, just making sure you're good, you know, type stuff. Like, I'm not a dickhead, you know.
I might come up to be like one, but
I'm actually not. I say this all the time. I'm like, I get the most random DMs, like, oh, you're so cocky, oh, you're such a dickhead, you're full of yourself, this and that. I'm like, you don't even know me. Uh-huh. So I can't even pay attention to that.
You can't pay attention. You really can't. I think you're just 22 and you're figuring it out, and I respect the fact that you're not lying to these women and saying, like, I want to build a life with you and a family and a house and move in. You're like, listen, that terrifies me.
Yeah.
I am focused on me right now, and that's what it is. You're like putting it all on the table, and I respect that.
I think that's the least you could do nowadays. Like, I feel like people are so caught up on social media, and they just want to be like relationship goals. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they want to do cute stuff and post together.
Yes, yes.
I'm like, no, there's no, like, you know, like, me, you can walk away tomorrow. Now why I got to delete all these posts? Like,
yeah,
I just don't see the point in it. You know? Unless it's like a business, then it's different. Like,
right.
'Cause I know people that are literally in relationships. Yes, they might like each other, but they're actually in the relationship for the business. Right.
You know, people like this that are like open about it.
Oh, 100%. Not to the public, they're open about it, but to, you know, their close friends and stuff like that. Like, yeah, like, we make great content together, and the views are always better when we post together. So why wouldn't we?
See, everyone is out there thinking that, like, these people have these fairy tale relationships, like, and they're like crying, and these are like setups.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
80% of the relationships that you see online aren't genuine. And I need people to get it out of their head that there's this perfect, like, relationship.
Yes.
Like, there isn't. There
isn't.
You find someone, and maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but you just enjoy the moment.
Yes.
And that's, like, the best advice I can give.
And you put your best foot forward. You do your best.
I say all the time, relationships aren't 50-50. Get that out of your head. Relationships are 100-100. You bring 100%. I bring 100%. And we make the best out of the situation.
If
you're bringing 50%, if you're bringing only 50%, what are we doing?
Yes.
You know, you're half-assing it. That's what you're telling me. You're bringing 50%, you're half-assing it.
Yes.
You're not all in.
Yes. And it's not like he's only bringing 75%, so I'm only going to bring.
See, now you start getting into logistics and stuff like that. You're not even serious.
I think you just need to be your best, and hopefully it works out. And if it doesn't, then the universe has a greater plan.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I feel like you're... When's your birthday?
I'm a Virgo. Oh, September God. 14th. What is your birthday?
I'm a Sag. I'm December 11th.
Oh, wow. You know, right? I dated a Sag once. He was crazy.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Because for the record, okay, she has been telling me all about this guy that she used to date. He was a personal trainer. Is this the same guy that's also a Sagittarius?
No, okay, I guess I have a pattern. No. I dated another. The personal trainer was a Virgo.
Mm.
So two Virgos don't work well.
You guys clash?
We clashed. Oh, yeah. God. Your ex, what was she?
When was her birthday? She was born in March.
Oh, okay. She was a Pisces?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Watery. Emotional? Yeah.
Very. Mm. Very. But I like that, because I'd rather you tell me how you feel. I'd rather you cry to me. Then, like, bottle it up and, like, explode what I do. That's what Sages do. Like, I'm a Sag, and, like, it's hard for me to talk about how I feel. But, you know, I think I'm working on it. I think I'm getting better at it.
How are you? I mean, you're here on the pod.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's a step. That's a step forward.
How are you working on it?
Honestly, just opening up. I think that's the biggest thing. And I was having this conversation, actually, the other day at the gym. I was on the Stairmaster, and this girl came up to me. She was just kind of like, oh, like, long time no see. I'm like, I don't even remember your name.
Really?
But like, yeah.
But you played,
like,
it off.
Yeah, 100%. I'm like, oh, yeah, long time no see. and then we just kind of started talking. She hopped on the Stairmaster beside me. We just kind of going on a walk, just talking. And she's like, she's a little bit older. So she said that, we got into a relationship conversation. And she said her biggest mistake was not opening up. Like, she always felt like the person that she was with didn't want her. They just kind of, like, wanted something from her.
Mm.
Right? So I've always felt that way about myself, and it only got worse, right? Like, after the show and after all of this, like, I feel like 80% of the girls that talk to me, they're just talking to me because...
You were on a show.
Yeah, exactly, right? And not because these girls wouldn't even pay attention to me before the show, right? And it's like all of a sudden, they're like, oh, hi.
Yes.
I'm like,
So how do you weed them out?
The best way to weed them out is just time, like, over time. The difference between guys and girls is that time tells everything. With a girl, girls have patience. They will keep it going for months and months. Just small talk, the conversations, da da da. And I think that speaks volume, because most girls won't, right? So if a girl is keeping it going, She's keeping a small talk. You guys are chatting here and there. She's replying to DMs. She's replying to texts. Then you can kind of be like, okay, she's not here for a quick time. She's kind of in it for a bit, right? Then you can proceed. But I usually just let it sit. I'm like, I'm not going to give the attention that you want.
Do you answer girls who hit you up in the DMs?
I think out of courtesy, I do try to reply to everybody.
You know, nice.
Like if you hit me in the DMs, and especially if it's about business, always, always try to reply. Always try to reply. Like if you're coming at it, like don't talk to me like I'm a piece of meat. You know, like, that's like something that gets to me.
It's do like, you get that?
Oh, 100%. Talking about some, oh, hey, daddy. Oh, this and that. I'm like, yo, like imagine like girls always complain about being catcalled. The kind of catcalling girls do and they think they could just get away with it is actually insane. I look at him like, the fact that you're speaking to me like this, I know that I can't even like have a conversation with you. Like
that is how to weed them out.
If that's how you approach me, I don't even want to talk to you. Like,
but you do get some girls that are like intentional and like nice, right?
There's a lot of girls that are nice out there, and those are the ones that you want to pay attention to. Yes. Those are the ones that you want to get a time of the day.
Yes.
You know, the rest is just.
Do you DM slide? Because I've been talking about this lately. Tell me if you DM slide.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Okay. I aim for the moon. I shoot for the stars. I aim for the moon. Like I don't care. I'm at a place right now where it's like I want the best of the best, like, you know what I mean, like she has to fit every category, like, and I'll just slide.
Have you slid into like a celebrity DM? Who was like the most raunchy?
I don't know, everyone's done like the Rihanna's and stuff, like
the Rihanna,
like,
yeah.
Like that's up there.
Oh, I love that for you. I'm sorry, I hate to break it to you.
One that I really, really wanted to talk to, and she actually liked. I don't know if I want to say her name, but I'll tell you this much: she was also on a reality TV show, very, very popular, very, very famous.
Okay.
Also on my reality TV show, On Too Hot to Handle, season one.
Okay.
That's as much as I'm gonna give.
Okay, I understand exactly who you're talking about.
I feel
about.
Like you probably know.
She's in these streets. Oh, I've seen her around.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah,
as
I'll
well.
Let you know the spots.
We all in the streets now. But yeah. She read it and she just double tapped. And
okay.
I was like,
a double tap.
I'll take it.
A double tap is not a no.
I'll take it. Yeah. This is, we got work to do. That's all it means, right?
So. Yes. Okay. Can we talk about, though, the way that males slide in? The heart eye emoji and the fire reaction has got to stop. What is this? Have you ever done this?
I do it because I almost want to feel it out, right? Like if I double.
What is your intention with that?
There is no intention behind it. It's almost to see what they do about it, right?
Okay.
If they leave it on, if they don't even reply. Okay, enough said.
Okay.
Right? If they open it, that means they saw it. So okay. They know you're alive. Right? Okay. They probably clicked on your page, probably creeped a little bit, probably saw who you were hanging out with, saw if you guys had mutuals or, you know, that's just a way to be in their peripheral.
Yes.
To say, right?
Yes.
Now, if they reply, I don't care if it's just if they just send the same emoji back or if they just say thanks or if they just.
It's on.
I'm in. It's on. We're in the game now, right? So it's almost just, it's like a play to see what they do, to see what the girl does. At least that's what I do.
That is so annoying.
Yeah, but the thing is, it gives you the ball's in your court. Like if a guy emoji replies a story, a cute selfie of you, the ball is in your court now. You can do whatever you
want.
Okay,
but I'm like, give me some more effort. Like love those shoes, like looking great.
But the effort doesn't come until you say something. Like if I like fire emoji or shit and you double tap it, I'm like, so how's your day going? Like automatically I feel inclined to say something back. Or you say, haha, thanks. I'm happy with that. I'm like, okay, cool. How's your day going?
Yeah.
You know, instantly I want to like start making that conversation. But if you open it, you don't say a word back. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to bother her. Like, she has better shit to
got
be
it.
Doing.
Right? So we're out here like doing Bumble on Instagram.
Instagram turned into a dating app in 2020. During COVID, Instagram became a dating app.
Yes.
I don't care what anybody says.
Yes, like, 100%.
People were posting their best of their best. And people were in the DMs. People were using the reels. People were using, like the platform became even more potent during the COVID times, I think.
Tell me that you didn't reply to Rihanna with a fire emoji. You gave her more
than
that.
No, I didn't. I will tell you word for word what I said to her. I was like, I said, congratulations on the baby. Wish it was me. I just left it at that.
That is so good.
I literally left it at that.
Until
this day, she hasn't opened it.
Rihanna,
please. If she ever does, listen, if she ever opens it, I will be at the top of the roof screaming.
Me too. You have to tell me if she replies, I will be screaming. That is so funny. So you kind of skirted the question of how you got on Too Hot to Handle.
See, I get asked this question a lot. The literal answer that I have for you is just make sure you're reading your DMs. Like, mm-hmm. it was a random DM that mm-hmm. I got, honestly thought it was a bot account, mm-hmm. right? It was a random DM I got. It had this questionnaire to fill out, so I filled out the questionnaire. From my knowledge, I believe there was actually 30,000 people that filled that same questionnaire.
Wow.
And they only called back, like, maybe 10% of those people. And then through social media, through Instagram mm-hmm. and stuff like that, just mm-hmm. them seeing my consistency with mm-hmm. the posting and mm-hmm. them seeing, they're like, yo, we think you look good. We want to talk to you. We want to see what your personality mm-hmm. is like. So boom, I hop on a Zoom call with a couple producers. But me being the little investigator that I am. So I, you know how you're on Zoom call, you can see the names at the bottom of the yeah. of the thing. You yeah. can see who you're yeah. talking to, right? So yeah. I'm Googling these people's names. I'm like, yo, what? Like, on Google, it says, like, one of the producers that I'm on Zoom with did, like, X Factor or, like,
oh, wow.
and then the other one did, like, America's Got Talent. I'm like, oh, these are, like, legit. Real, like yeah. legit producers. Yeah. And I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. This is kind of dope. Automatically, I'm like, yo, we got to take this seriously, right? This could be something big. Like, at this very moment, I don't even know what I'm signing up for.
They didn't right? tell you it's too hot to handle.
No, they didn't. So they at this time, even the Zoom call was called Parties in Paradise. Right. Okay. And I hopped on the Zoom call. I'm like asking all these questions. I'm like, so what's the show about, this and that? They're like, oh, like, you're gonna be partying on a boat with a bunch of hot singles. Like, it's gonna be fun. You get to mingle, and we just want to see you guys create love and create relationships. I'm like, sounds simple enough. Like, I'm down.
Yeah.
And this was during COVID times as well, right?
So I'm you're like, get me out of this house.
To, any yeah. chance to leave my city and, you know, get out of here? Like, I'm down. So
yeah.
boom, 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 do the COVID test, da 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 da. Get flown down to Turks. Apparently, there was 30 contestants that were flown down. And only 15 made it inside the villa.
Wow.
Right? And the thing is, they brought a doppelganger for everybody. So if you were being flown down, there was another person that's being flown down that looked exactly like you.
Wow.
Right? And the only difference is your personality. So yeah. looks-wise, they got it settled, right? And they're super clever as well. Like, I was on Zoom calls with these producers, and they're like, doing these interviews, they're like, oh, like, talk to us how you would talk to a girl, like, in a club. Like, how would you pick up a girl? I'm over here spitting bars to these people. I've never met them in my life. They're like, okay, now show us some dance moves. Like, if you're in a club, you're dancing with a girl, like, how would you do it? Da, 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 da. I'm dancing in front of my laptop like
I
a maniac. My roommate probably thinks I'm going crazy. I'm dancing on Zoom call with a bunch of random people. They're like, oh, take your shirt off. Like, show us what you got. Show us the abs. I'm like, here we go, baby.
Oh,
I'm whipping
God.
The shirt around. Like, they're like, oh, you're in. Like,
yeah.
come on down. We love
yeah.
it. Like, we love your personality. We want to see you on the show. Like, come on in. Like, okay, yeah, let's do it. Still, at this very moment, I still thought it was called Parties in Paradise.
Right.
So you get there, and they're talking to you, this and that. And then they literally, like, rip up the contract right in front of you. They're like, it's actually called Too Hot to Handle.
Drama.
So, that surprise, that the surprise look that I had, that was a real life surprise. Like, that wasn't it wasn't like a joke. Like, I was real life surprised
yeah.
that I was on Too Hot to Handle. But and then
you knew the show, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So they rip it up in front of you and they're like, do you want to keep going? I'm like, hell yeah, I want to keep going. It's, you know,
I
like,
just danced on Zoom.
Exactly.
I'm good.
Exactly. So that was kind of the process of getting me down there. I think, honestly, more than anything, it's luck, you know, but at the same time, luck is just opportunity that you prepared for,
yes.
right? That's what I always say.
Yes,
it's luck,
like
yes,
that.
But if I wasn't prepared for it, I wouldn't, you know,
yes.
have gone that far.
Yes.
Like I said, okay, 30,000 people, that's insane
yes.
for you to be picked out of that many people. So
yes.
Is it luck? Yes, but
yeah.
it's also preparation.
100%. I think the universe has a bigger plan, but it's like what you do when you're in that plan. It's
mm-hmm.
like, how do you handle yourself in that room?
Mm-hmm.
Do you go up to the producers? Do you give your best? The universe is going to plop you in these situations.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of how you handle them.
No, honestly, I think I did as much as I could, you know. And that was the biggest thing for me, is that being there, I was like, listen, just do everything you can and make sure that when you leave this place, you're not like, oh, I wish I could have done that. I could have done that
Smart.
Better. I was like, nah, I don't want to have any regrets. I'm just going to go all out, have my fun, you know. So once in a lifetime opportunity, you're
yeah.
not going to get this again.
Yeah. So did you think you were going to find love? Because I know you hooked up with a girl. Her name was Brianna, right?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
And this is the really weird part about the whole reality TV show. This
tell
is the part
me.
They don't tell you about.
Tell
so
me.
They ask you what your type is. And I'm not talking about, oh, he's a nice guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're like, what size is his waist? Like, what color is her hair? Like,
yeah.
what freckles are in her eyes? Like, they want, they like, it's down
yeah.
to the T.
Wild.
Right? And so you walk into the villa and you're like,
there she
it's
is.
You. You were made in a lab for me. Right? So that was a feeling I had when I saw Brianna. And I was
yeah.
like, that's insane. How did they do that?
Yeah.
Right? So automatically there was that. And, you know, we got to talking, amazing person, even better with, like, being on the beach, like, going on these fancy little dates that they put together for you guys. So we're having a blast. But the biggest thing for us was that age difference. You know, I mean, she's upwards towards the 30s. And like, I just turned 21 at the time. Like, I'm young and,
you know,
hip and trying to get into the lifestyle here. But I think the biggest thing for us is definitely the age. But till this day, she's still a good friend of mine. I'm probably going to see her while I'm out here.
I love that. She lives here?
Yeah, she lives in LA. I don't know if it's the smartest thing to do. But I'm still going to do it just because I'm like that. And I think it would be fun to see her again.
You mentioned something that the producers asked, like you were spitting bars of like how you'd approach a girl at a club.
Oh, yeah.
Is there like a tip for like, let's say there is a straight male listening to this and he's like, I am so bad at approaching women. I am so bad on the apps. I don't know what to say. Is there like one tip that you tell your friends of like, this usually works? And don't say don't say the fire emoji.
No, the fire emojis is strictly for DMs. And you got to switch it up, though. It's not always the fire emojis. There's so many other clever emojis that you could use, right? Okay. So play around with the emojis if you're looking to, you know, slide in the DMs.
Be different.
If this is in person, especially if it's in a loud club, literally just look at her, whatever it is that she's wearing, because girls go out before, like when girls get ready to go out, they take hours.
Yeah.
They take hours. Every single thing that they have on is well thought about.
Yeah.
Right. So pick something that you genuinely like that she's wearing, from the shoes, the socks, the jeans, the whatever, the dress, the necklace, earrings, anything. Just pick something and walk up to her and say, I love this.
Oh,
I love this. Where
that's
did you
gonna
get
work.
This from?
That is
where
gonna
you,
work.
Instantly, as soon as you say, where did you get this from? She's gonna wanna tell you.
Yes.
Right? And as soon as she tells you, you find something else to ask. Find another thing to ask. Yes. What are you doing here? Where are your friends? Like, who you come here with? How long you been here for? Always just keep asking. And realistically, if she doesn't want to answer those questions, you're going to get the vibe right away that she doesn't want to answer those questions. Then, please, gentlemen, don't be a weirdo. If she doesn't want to answer your questions, just walk away. It's a bar for little girls. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Right?
But if she starts answering your questions,
brother, she's in.
Get her a drink, keep the conversation going. Do not slow down.
Do not slow down.
And that's the best advice I can give.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. Pivoting from your love life, I want to talk about your career. So like obviously fitness is super important to you.
Yeah.
Tell me about like fitness and like how that kind of came about. And tell me like what the gym gave you and like all of that.
Oh, that's a good one. I think my whole life, I've always, you know, been an athlete. Like from high school, played over 10 different sports. I was the captain of the rugby team. I think fitness has always been there for me. I think it's gotten me to where I am today. Like I wouldn't have been on the show if I wasn't, you know, a trainer and I didn't look the way I looked. So, you know, shout out fitness for that as well. You know, like everything I do in my life always comes back to being fit. Always comes back to having that fitness mindset, having that lifestyle. And even the people that you meet, like the conversations that I have, the people that are in your DMs, like they're not in your DMs because they thought a post was funny. Mm-hmm. They're in your DMs because they felt they saw something and they were motivated by it. Because I don't post like clown funny shit, like that's not what
you're
I post.
Serious.
I post like, you know, serious fitness, mental health, like that's, you know, nutrition, that's the kind of stuff that I post, right? Mm-hmm. So automatically it filters out all the weirdos, right? So it's like the only people that are in there are like people that are either, you know, they either find you attractive or they're interested in personal training, right? So that in itself has opened so many doors for me. I just launched my fitness app recently. Literally got over 100 leads on the first day.
Amazing.
I happened to close like 20% of them, right? And it's like, that makes me happy, you know, being on Zoom with these clients and they're like, I just lost 10 pounds. I can't believe it. Da, da, da. Yeah. Like, I have the biggest smile on my face because like, I'm the reason you're so happy right now.
Yeah.
Like, that makes me happy, you know, and that finding that love, finding that passion, that took a while for me to get to, you know. I started training because I wanted to look good.
It was about looking good.
Exactly. Like, it was never about, like, oh, like, I want to change lives and this and that. That came after.
Mm-hmm.
Once I saw the kind of impact it can have in somebody else's life, you know, you can literally motivate somebody by just posting a photo, right, and saying some motivational stuff behind the photos and in your captions, right? Like, people look at it and they're like, he's right. Like, I should get up. I should get up and get active.
Yeah.
I should get up and do this, you know? And people hit you up and like, yo, listen, like, I saw something that you posted and motivated me and made me become a better person. I'm like, bro, you made yourself become a better person.
Oh.
All I did was show you what I can do. Now you're doing something because you know, you were inspired by it. That's completely 100% in your hands. I'm proud of you for taking the step.
Yeah.
You know, if I had anything to do with it, thank God. But at the same time, I'm proud of you for taking the step. And that's something that, like, you know, fitness has always opened doors for me. And I will always give it the credit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at the same time, like, that's not just the only thing that I'm about, you know. I think that I'm a little bit more than just a trainer, you know. I'm a fitness model as well. I've modeled for various websites. I've done campaigns and stuff like that, like brand deals and this and that. Like, that is what comes with the fitness. None of that would be happening if I never started working out years ago. None of that would be happening if I never took my physique seriously, right? So I think that's like a big portion of my life is the fitness part, but it's more about what it brings. That's kind of what makes me, you know, a little bit more interested in.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're talking a lot about the physical part and how you're like, you know, you want to look good. I too like want to look good. I feel like a lot of people wouldn't do fitness if it didn't bring those benefits.
That's why I started. I mean, for sure, people have different reasons for why they start, but I think the main reason why I started is because I did not like the person I saw in the mirror.
Yeah,
and I wanted to do something about it, right? Yeah. And I did.
Yeah.
So that's why I started. Every other thing that came after, thank God for it, but that wasn't the reason I did it.
But beyond that, like, you start with that and then you realize it affects your mental. It's internal. You're working on your external, but really it's impacting your internal. I know that I am like the best partner to my partner when I'm working out and I'm eating healthy. I am a bitch and critical of myself and annoying when I've eaten shitty. He has heard me 100 times saying, oh, I feel so shitty. Why did I eat that? Why did I eat that? So, like, honestly, I know I'm my best self that way. I know that I feel good in a routine when I wake up in the morning and I work out. I can then hop on Zoom calls and be a great teammate to my like team members. There are so many reasons why working out and like being healthy just affects your overall being that is beyond the like physical attributes.
I think working out makes you a better person mentally. Because first of all, this is something that is not talked about enough. It's the endorphins that you release when you work out. That's your happy pill. That's like, you know what I mean? That sweat, like, you know, waking up and getting a good sweat and like going and taking a cold shower, that is top peak. That's like orgasm for me. Like, that's like top peak for me because you think about it, like, you literally just released a bunch of like nasty little, like, that's what sweat is. It's just releasing like nasty like toxins out of your body. That's what it is, right? So that makes me happy, right? And because I'm happy, I automatically want to work better. You know, you can't even help yourself. You want to get active now. Like, you have all this energy. You actually want to go get things done. Like you said, jump on Zoom calls and talk to people. And, like, you're not as grumpy. Yeah. You're not as, like, you know, annoyed by little things anymore. Like, you're happy.
Yeah, 100%.
People are going to watch this and think we're such weirdos talking about fitness. Like, it's, like, the be-all, end-all. But it really is for me. Like, I don't know how to...
It's beyond physical. It is so important to feel good in your body and just move. And I don't think that that means, like, you have to be doing 100 crunches a day and push-ups and whatever. If you're talking to someone who is, like, an amateur, doesn't want to work out, what is like a piece of advice? This is why.
I mean, listen, everybody has different whys. And I would say the best thing that you can do for yourself is just find something that you genuinely find interesting. I don't care if it's skipping, right? I don't care if it's literally skateboarding or swimming, whatever it is. Just find something that you genuinely enjoy doing and just find different ways to do it. Find different ways to enjoy doing it. That is something that I did as well. I found different ways. Like, I knew that, you know, waking up for football practice at 6 a.m. and like, that was something that was instilled in me for like 5-6 years of like high school and like, you know, my first year of uni playing football for the University of Manitoba. Like, that was something that was instilled in me, you know. And when I couldn't do that anymore, I felt empty. So I started doing it for myself. I started waking up in the morning to go work out just because it's something that I was used to, right? So find something that you genuinely enjoy doing and keep doing it, right? Fitness, I'm glad that we're talking about it in the most positive ways, but it also has quite a lot of negatives. Like, in my opinion, like, I feel like the guys that are in their top peak conditions, they'll tell you they still don't even look like what they want to look. You know, there's this body dysmorphia that comes with it that nobody wants to talk about. But I'm more than okay talking about it. Why? Because I've experienced it and I've beaten it.
I'm so happy that you're talking about it because I have experienced it. I told you I lost 60 pounds when I was,
Can we actually get a round of applause for that? That is not easy.
No, it was not easy. But I'm telling you, like, I'm the lightest I've ever been since I was like 14 playing tennis 8 hours a day. And I still struggle. I'm like about to go on a beach vacation and I'm like, fuck. Like, I am not ready. Listen, I am not ready.
You, first of all, you look absolutely amazing. So don't ever, don't be so hard on yourself, okay? Second of all, just do what you can.
Yeah.
Right? Just do what you can. An hour cardio a day.
Yeah.
Easy.
Done. Yeah.
Right? Like, easier said than done, yes, but think about how much. Let me ask you, how long till you go on your trip?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. so much you can get done in 2 really? Weeks. Right? But you got to take 12 out of those 14 days that are left.
Got to work out.
Make sure you're in the gym. You'll see amazing difference.
Okay.
Right? And not just in the gym. Just make sure you're eating right. I feel like I trust you enough to say that you can keep it together for
10 out of those 14 days. Tell me about how you got over the body dysmorphia, because that's something that I think a lot of people struggle with, especially in dating.
The biggest thing for me in terms of getting over the body dysmorphia was literally getting off of social media. I had to take a break. I was doing way too much comparison, and that's what killed me. Oh, this guy's just bigger, this guy's his abs are better, or this guy is like, oh, he's got like, no. What do you have? Right? And I started to look at what I had. I was like, I can use this. I can take this to the next level. So I took I think it was 6 months, just 6 months social media break in 2021.
Wow.
Didn't even go on any, like literally did not do, not even a story.
Which is crazy because your career kind of is based on social media.
Right, right. But at that time, it was right before Too Hot to Handle dropped. And I was like, listen, bro, you're on a show where it's all about sex and it's all about looking good.
Yeah.
When this airs, there's going to be so many like events and so many things and so many people are going to be looking at you and literally like looking at you like a piece of meat, bro. Yes. You better have something to show these people. So I was like, I literally went to a really, really dark place. And I was just kind of like, separate yourself from everybody. Just go and do the work. And that's what I did. And listen, this might not work for everybody, but I will tell you right now that the body dysmorphia, it doesn't stop.
No.
You just get better at tackling it. And that's what I did, right? Yeah. And it's like, you wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror, and you're like, this is something that I can appreciate. This is something that I have worked for. This is something nobody in the world can ever take away from me.
I like that. I also recently unfollowed all the Kardashians because honestly, the body dysmorphia.
Another round of applause. Because that takes a lot.
I don't hate FOMO? The family. No, I don't have FOMO. I was just sitting there zooming in on their flat stomachs, on their no cellulite. And I was like, this is killing me. I'm spending 1 hour a day zooming in on their bodies. And whatever they're doing is good for them. But it's impeding on my life.
No hate on them, but it's impossible.
Yeah.
Bro. You cannot expect to look like that 24/7. Uh-huh. They don't even look like that 24/7.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They have a lot more money and a lot more access. So you go.
Yeah. I almost hate that they, you know, impact. Just think about the young girls that they impact.
Yeah,
in their
lives.
Like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
It's honestly insane. Yeah. Bro. I mean,
whatever.
It's a social media world.
Yeah, yeah. That, I like that advice. Okay, moving to a more lighthearted topic. Okay. I have a fun game I want to play with
you.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do
okay,
it. Okay,
so I think you're really going to like this. We have this game where we're going to talk about, like, would you date a girl if she did this? And it's called Obi or Nobi. So Obi is yes, Nobi is no.
Okay.
Okay?
I get it.
So if this girl, it's like simple yes or no's, but Obi or Nobi. Ready? Would you date a girl long term if on the second date she's talking about how she's looking for kids and marriage?
Nobi.
Okay, that was, you didn't even flinch.
No, I'm sorry.
Nobi. Okay. On the second date, she asks you to come to her friend's birthday with her.
What's
it?
Obi.
Yeah, okay. Would you date a girl if she had a roommate of the opposite sex?
Obi.
Really? Yeah. You don't mind it?
That's fine.
You don't think it's sus?
Nah, if it's a roommate, they're in separate rooms, right?
Yeah, they are. But there's always like something. There's always this like sexual tension.
I was talking to a girl one time and her roommate was gay. Opposite sex, right? But he was gay. So
Yeah. I mean, different sexual preference, I think, is okay.
Yeah.
But if you're both straight or you're both the same, you know.
What are you thinking? Like one of these drunk nights, they're going to come home and something's going to.
Yeah. All right. I mean, listen, you're easier. It's OB. So
no, but you got me thinking now. Like, listen, tequila's different. Listen, if you guys come home after a really dark tequila night, like, I don't know. Yeah. Something could happen. But I mean,
listen, you're 22.
Yeah.
You find out and you tell us how that goes, okay? if you date a girl with an opposite sex roommate and it works out, let us know.
Now you got me thinking. Can I change my answer?
Yeah, you can change it.
Okay, yeah, it's a no-be. It's okay. A no-be.
All right.
I can't take that risk.
Okay, good. Okay, next one. I like this one. She doesn't read.
No-be.
No-be.
Who doesn't read?
Some people, like, don't. Some people get their news on, like, TikTok.
I love how you said that with a straight face because it's so facts. I can't.
Yeah. Yeah, watch out. Okay. She has a standing clubbing night out with girlfriends every week. So on Wednesdays, she does, like, a clubbing night with her friends.
Obi,
you're fine with it.
Yeah,
you're
just
okay.
Her and the girls.
Just her and
that's,
the girls.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know. She's got the promoter's number saved.
Oh God, is she giving the bouncers hugs before walking it off?
Yes, yes. Then oh, she's my from the God. Street.
I might have to change my answer again.
I think I'm giving you some advice here. Yo, this is an advice
listen,
segment.
This is crazy. Okay, no, listen. I don't have a problem with her going out. I could care less. It's about what you're doing when you're out. How are you representing me?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because forget me. How are you representing us?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to have to go out and have somebody come up to you and be like, oh, I had a great night the other night. What do you mean you had a great night? What the fuck happened? what made it such a great night? I want to know the details. Like, what? You know?
Yeah. Totally. When I go out with my girlfriends, I'm wing woman. Like, I am. So a great night is like if I hooked up my friend with a guy. Like, so we said no B to the girl with the club, standing clubbing. Right? Yeah. Okay. She wants to work out together every day. How do you feel about that?
Obi,
what? You don't amazing. Mind. You want to date someone. You don't care if they're in the fitness world. You're down to be like the fitness power couple.
I'm 100% down to be a fitness power couple, but you got to be up there. Like, I always say this. I'm like, listen, you're either just as good as me or better than me. Like, you can't be like, you know, fuck, I'm going to sound like a dickhead when I say this, aren't I?
you know what you want.
I think that everybody has different strengths. I used to talk to a girl and she was super into the fitness stuff, but she was like brilliant when it came to nutrition. Like, she went to school for like nutrition, health and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, that was her thing. Like, she can bust out a meal plan for somebody like this, you know, and I didn't know how to do that. So she taught me almost everything I know about nutrition, health, right?
Yeah.
Like, that was impressive to me. Like, I'm not saying you have to be the best, like, bodybuilder girl ever in the world or the best, like, influencer, like, big booty girl. No. Like, what do you bring?
Yes.
Like, what makes you good? What makes you better than me? You
so she doesn't have to necessarily lift the same weight as you. She just has to be just as passionate about what she does.
Exactly.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. That's good. I'm glad you clarified.
Okay. Yeah, that's an OB for sure.
That's an OB. Okay, cool. Fitness influencer, slide in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're watching this, you're really trying to get in the gym, let's do it.
Okay. She wants to track each other's locations.
Nobi.
Do you know that a lot of couples do this?
Nah, bro, that's weird.
Yeah, I know.
That's weird. When you leave, I want you gone. I want you, like, just do whatever you're doing. And, like, I want my, like, I'm such a, like, my time person. Like, the moment I get a second for myself, I don't even want to be thinking about you. Like, yes, if you pop in my head, I'll probably text you, like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah. You like your alone time? Exactly.
Bro, my space means everything to me.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't want to know where you are.
I'm like that too, but a lot of people put it on like, oh, I just want to make sure you're safe.
Like, what does that mean? Like, genuinely, if you're going somewhere and I know where you're going to be, that's really all I need to know.
Yes.
Right? Oh, I'm going to go hang out with da-da-da-da. We're going to da-da-da-da. Okay, cool. Have fun.
Then if you don't hear from them, you call da-da-da-da.
Exactly. Don't need your location.
I'm on board with you too. She posts a lot of bikini pics on her gram.
Obi.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
I want other mandems. Mandems is a Toronto slang, but I want other men to look at you and just, that's all they can. That's all they get. You
love
just
that.
Look.
Yeah.
She's coming home with me.
Yes.
Look all you want. Yes. Like, I'm so lost when guys are like, oh, she can't dress like that when she goes out. I'm like, baby, dress exactly how you want. I want you to outside looking fly as, because I'm going to look fly regardless of what anybody thinks. We're outside, I look great.
Yes.
You better step it up.
Yes.
Right? You better match the energy or even better than me. You know, I'm here for it. Look good so that we can look good together.
I couldn't agree more. The, like, you can't wear that, the controlling shit, red flag.
That's
I'm
an
so
automatic
glad.
Red flag for
yeah.
sure. Yeah.
I'm so glad that you said that. That would have been awkward.
That's an Obi for sure, bro.
She has a lot of male friends.
Obi. Because you know why?
Why?
Girls that have male friends are the best girls to talk to. They're the best girls to talk to.
Chill.
Why? Because they understand how the male mind works. Like, if I'm doing some weirdo shit, she understands why and she's about to call me out on it.
Cool.
I would much rather that than somebody that's like texting her friends like, I don't know why he's doing this. I don't know. No. Let me know that I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Why? Because that's only going to make me better.
Yes.
And if I'm better, we're better. So why am I? You know?
You're not jealous. I love that. I love that.
Jealousy is insecurity. Baby, I'm secure in myself. I know
no
what
body
I'm about.
Dysmorphia. Nah, that break to nah, did nah, wonder. Nah, nah. Yeah. Okay, that was a really fun segment. I hope you liked it.
Oh, I enjoyed that. That was
really good.
I thought you had one more.
No, do you? No.
Nah, I know you got one more in your head. Give me something.
One more.
Make it a good one.
She only texts you once a day.
Oh, that's weird. Nobi.
Like,
unless you're busy.
I love to be texting with my partner
all
the time.
Like, I'm not a massive texter, but like, if there's something, I'll randomly just be like, yo, this guy in the gym just took my weights. What's wrong with him? I hate this place. I know you don't care, but just laugh anyways. Just be like, fuck him. I'm like, yeah, babe, fuck him. Like,
that is the funniest thing about being in a relationship, of like being like, there's a guy in front of me who's coughing loud. Like, literally.
I don't care, but why is he coughing like that? Tell him shut up. Like, you know, just random meaningless conversation. Yes. I just want to talk to you. That's
Yes. Okay. Was that good enough?
Yeah, that was good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love the encore.
I know you like to sing Obi Novi. Yeah. I was so stoked about that all weekend.
Thank you.
This segment, I don't know if you're going to like as much, because I know you're not as well-versed in like celebrity pop culture.
Oh, God.
But here on Pretty Much Done, we like to talk about, like, we're not authorities on this, but we like to talk about celebrity couples and like if you think that they are in it for the long haul, they're going to work out, or like, no.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. This one is Ode to Canada. Mm. So Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber.
You know what? I think Justin has grown a lot. Seeing him go from like, you know, the 16-year-old internet sensation to like, you know, still till this day, still making music. And, you know, he's making good music, making music that he likes. You know, I think him as a person, he's grown quite a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like Hailey is also, like, I don't really know much about her, but I know that she's an amazing person. And I've seen videos of him on stage, and he's like, my wife said not to give her a shout out today, but I'm going to give her a shout out.
Yeah.
Like, that's love. Yeah. That's love for me.
Yeah. That's so cute. I know. And you'll see like videos of her dancing at his concert. Yeah. So cute. All the like, songs like, are about
him like
her.
This.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, she's such a little fangirl. Yeah. Like, that's love. Yeah. Like, supportive. Da, 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 da. Like, that's amazing for me. I think they're in it for the long haul.
Yeah. They're
really married,
cute.
Right?
Yeah. They're married. Yeah. Yeah. And they're like a beautiful couple. They're going to make beautiful children.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Okay, next one is my old person I used to follow, Kim Kardashian.
Oh, God.
And Pete Davidson. What do you
think about that? You know, I actually think Pete is hilarious. I think I saw this, the funniest clip ever. She comes out of, like, the corner and she goes, Pete, I'm gonna take a shower. Do you want to come with me? He, like, drops his phone. And he's, like, running. I'm like, that is hilarious because that's me. That's me as fuck. Like, if, you know, I'm always down for fun little things like that. And I think that speaks volume. Like, we don't really know what's going on in these people's lives. But I think just from what they present, I think it's a good time.
Even though she's 40 and he's 28, you don't care?
See, the age thing might be a problem later on.
Yeah.
And I'm talking, like, 5-10 years from now later, but right now I don't think, because she looks young, bro.
Yeah,
like, she does not look a day over 25, so I don't think he's bothered. He looks older than her, if anything.
He looks pretty old.
Yeah,
he's had some wear and tear, poor Pete.
She say wear and tear. That's what we're calling it, wear and tear.
I don't know. Yeah, that's just what popped into my head.
Oh my god, I love that. Yeah, he's had some wear and
tear. They're cute together. Yeah, I think we'll revisit in 5 years. I don't know if they'll make it for the long haul, but she's having a fun time. I feel like post Kanye, she's just having some fun.
Yeah, see, the whole Kanye thing kind of spooked me because he's a little bit, you know, off the dome just a little bit. But I think she's fine.
Yeah,
she's got money, bro.
She's gonna be
regardless
fine.
Of who she's with. Yes, she'll be fine.
Yes. Okay, next one is a couple I love, Dwayne Wade and Gab Union.
Ooh,
what do you think about
that? I love that you brought this up because I also want to touch on their kids.
And yes, like, and how listen, accepting they are.
He is, bro. Yes. I watch because I follow Dwayne, and I mean I don't follow Gabby, but I follow Dwayne, and I see how he is with his kids, man. Oh my god, I love that.
Yes,
perfect example of what a real man is.
Yes,
honestly.
Yes,
I'm sure he treats her just as, like, they've been married. They've been married for years now. Right?
Yeah, I don't know how long, but they popped into my head this weekend because Beyonce released her album and they were like dancing to the whole album. They posted on Instagram the cutest videos.
See,
you can tell they like each other.
Yeah. Again, listen, we don't really know what's going on in these people's lives personally, but I feel like they're in it for a long haul. It's not a Will Smith and Jada thing at all. I think they're more compatible than.
Okay, is that our fourth couple, Will and Jada? Is that a no? Is Will and Jada a no?
That's a no, for sure. That's a no. I mean, Will's been a playboy his whole life. So, I mean, Jada hasn't helped the situation either. Like, we all know about the whole August thing and that.
Yeah.
Sorry to go off tangent.
That just came
to my mind as soon as you said
good.
But I do think that Gabby and Dwayne are perfect for each other. I think they're gonna be long term forever.
He's like an NBA player that I think like doesn't stray. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, he's in there. You don't agree? Okay.
Listen, I'm not gonna say that because listen, as a professional athlete, you have plethora. Like, one of my closest friends is a professional athlete, and he talks about it all the time. He goes, listen, like, the girls, they'll never stop. He's like, as long as I'm on the field doing my thing, like, he plays football. He's like, as long as I'm on the field, as long as I'm on this team and I'm on the field and I'm going out there every Thursday night and putting my best foot forward, the girls will never, ever stop coming.
Damn.
At this point, I don't care anymore. Right? And you have to take it for what it is, like taking it a grain of salt and understand that these people, the amount of attention that they get is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So for him to be married, for him to, you know, haven't heard a divorce, divorce talk, haven't heard any scandals, haven't heard any of that.
Yes.
Like, either his PR team is elite or he's just a really, really, like, down-to-earth husband and, you know, just loves his wife.
Yes, 100-100.
See, you're listening. I like that. 100-100.
I think we're pretty much done here.
Yeah.
This was so fun. I think I was laughing the whole time. Like,
I
literally smiling. This was so, so fun. I hope that we got some insight out of here. Mm-hmm. I think that you're going to meet your fitness bae, but, like, in, like, 5 to 8 years.
Listen, wherever she is, if you're watching this, just know that Obi's ready for you. I'm ready for some love in my life, you know? I'm done with the streets.
In 5-8 years.
In 5-8 years, I'm done with the streets. So come on in, babe.
Obi, tell me about your handles. Where can we find you?
Right. So I am on Instagram and TikTok at Obi Boulevard, Obi_Boulevard. So you can check me out there. You can also go on my website, Lift with Obi. You can sign up. Yeah, I'll give you a call and we can get started on some fitness.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Pretty Much Done. If you want more information about this episode, you can check our show notes. Go like, subscribe, and leave a review because it helps us grow the pod. Love you. Thank you. Sorry, did I just love bomb you? I'm not toxic. You are. Okay, bye.